There are two major cybersecurity stories today that deserve real attention, because they're both about vulnerabilities that affect enormous numbers of systems. The first is the 7,600 fake GitHub repositories discovered to be targeting AI coding agents specifically. This is a new category of attack that didn't really exist 2 years ago. Rather than trying to trick human developers into running malicious code, attackers are setting up fake repositories designed to fool automated AI coding assistants, tools like GitHub Copilot, Cursor, or similar agentic systems, into including malware when they pull in dependencies or code examples.
The scale is remarkable. 7,600 repositories, all apparently coordinated, all designed to look like legitimate open source projects. When an AI coding agent autonomously pulls from these repos as part of a development task, the malware propagates into whatever the agent is building. The troubling implication is that as we give AI systems more autonomous capability to write and deploy code, we're also creating new attack surfaces that weren't in traditional security threat models. Human developers can often smell something off about a sketchy repository. An AI agent following automated heuristics might not.
The second vulnerability is in some ways more alarming because it's been sitting there undetected for 9 years. Qualys, the security firm, has disclosed a critical flaw in the Linux kernel's XFS file system, the specific file system format used by many enterprise Linux distributions. The flaw allows any local user with basic system access to silently escalate their privileges all the way to root access. In enterprise security terms, that's catastrophic. It means any compromised account, any malicious insider, any low-privilege attacker who gets a foothold can instantly become a full system administrator. Qualys estimates over 16 million enterprise systems worldwide are potentially affected.
9 years is a long time for a critical vulnerability to go undiscovered, which raises uncomfortable questions about the security review processes for widely deployed open source code. The Linux kernel is one of the most security audited code bases in the world. It has thousands of contributors and extensive review processes. And yet this flaw persisted through all of that. It's a humbling reminder that security review, even intensive review, has limits.
On the surveillance front, the ACLU's campaign against Flock Safety is gaining traction in a way that deserves examination. Flock Safety sells AI-powered license plate readers. There are now over 100,000 of them deployed across 49 states. These aren't traffic cameras. They're network databases that log the movement of every vehicle that passes, creating detailed travel histories linked to specific license plates. Cities are starting to cancel contracts. There have been instances of vandalism targeting the cameras, and a genuine political coalition is forming around the concern.
What makes Flock Safety interesting from a policy standpoint is the speed of deployment outpacing the legal framework. Courts haven't fully resolved whether comprehensive vehicle location tracking without a warrant constitutes a Fourth Amendment search. The Supreme Court's 2018 Carpenter decision established that cell phone location data requires a warrant, but whether that reasoning extends to license plate reader networks is unsettled. Until that legal question is resolved, there's a patchwork of city-level policies, some cities embracing the technology, others retreating from it.
Jim Cramer's call about AI-enhanced cyber attacks representing a turning point for CrowdStrike is worth a few sentences. CrowdStrike has had a complicated couple of years. The July 2024 global IT outage caused by a faulty update was enormously damaging to its reputation. But the argument Cramer is making is that AI-enabled attacks, more sophisticated, more automated, more personalized, are going to force enterprises to spend heavily on AI-native security tools, which is CrowdStrike's pitch. If threat sophistication increases faster than human analysts can respond to, automated AI-powered defense becomes a necessity rather than a luxury.
And the FCC's ban on devices containing Chinese-made chips and modules is a story with long supply chain implications. This isn't just about consumer electronics. It's about industrial equipment, telecommunications infrastructure, automotive components, and a wide range of products that contain embedded processors. Chinese chip manufacturers like YMTC and various fabless design houses are now effectively locked out of a significant portion of the U.S. market for connected devices. The practical challenge is that the global semiconductor supply chain is deeply integrated, and identifying which specific chips in a device are Chinese-made versus manufactured by a non-Chinese company using Chinese intellectual property is genuinely complicated.